is one order in the building.
Yo, Black, it's time. Bird's timing. It's time, man. One order radio, since the 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are going to jump right sound. We cannot cross the border. Cause we are clan body. You were come and we kill you already. And you and your follow around. There is no form of threat to weak or when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, an eye for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that lean back is sober, killer.
I get it.
Yeah. I run New York.
Okay, I hear now. I had to turn this up.
Peace. Boom, 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 boom. You tapping in with the true and living baby. Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. This is One Order Radio, 6 o'clock. Blitz live on CJSF 90.1 FM, top of the hill, Burnaby SFU, baby. And you was just listening to Earth Riot. Can I get an Earth Hallelujah? Can I get an Earth Hallelujah? I love it when they say that on their show, man. You know, and tonight is a special night, man. We got an amazing guest in the building, man. You know, completing the cipher, coming around for the second time, baby. Got my man, Mr. MCK Skay. Boom, 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 boom.
Peace. How you doing?
Peace, brother. I'm living all wise and civilized, bro. How you living?
I'm good. Can you hear me on the headphones?
I mean, I could hear you.
Okay, we could. Yeah. We rocking then.
We rocking, bro. We rocking, you know. And, you know, shout out to all of y'all that's tapping in with us, man. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. playing the hottest hip-hop, man, from the old school to the new school and everything in between. Yada, 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 man. And, you know, One Order Radio, man, we look, this is what it is, baby. We do this so that we can really, you know, bring to you dope music, but also, you know, you, the listener, get to get introduced to artists that you may have never heard that are in your backyard right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because that's what this is about. This platform is for us to show and prove. You know what I mean? Also, always show and prove and to display and to present to you, you know, emerging talent that is, like I said, in your backyard right now. You know what I'm saying? And my man K-Ski, man, you know what I mean? This is the second time around. He was our first interviewee that we had on the show.
Thank you.
On September 11th, bro. It's almost been a year.
Yeah. Time going by so fast, bro.
Tell me about it.
Summer almost over.
You know what I'm saying? It's funny, man, because I hear people be complaining on the bus. It's too hot, man. You know what I mean? It's like, man, it's either too cold, it's too hot. Like, what is it, man? Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's too wet. It's raining.
You know?
Yeah. People always going. They always going to complain about something.
It's crazy, bro. Like me personally, I love the heat. You know what I mean? At nighttime when I'm striving to rest, it's a little different. You know what I mean? Because it's like. It's a little uncomfortable, you know, because I'm thinking like, damn, like, why is it so hot in my crib right now? And it's like 1 o'clock in the a.m., you know what I mean? And I live by the water, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but
Yeah, no, I love Van City when it's like this, bro. It's such a beautiful city.
It is.
There's a lot of things going on in the world right now, you know. A lot of forest fires happening, man. And it seems to be a lot of global fires, actually. Was listening to the previous show talking about the fires that are going on in the rainforest and yeah, man. I mean, you know, some would say global warming. Some would say weather manipulation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm more on the sides of weather manipulation.
All of the above out this one.
You know what I mean? Because look, man, there has been record temperatures hotter than this. You know what I mean? Globally. So, you know, is it a crisis as everybody else says, or is that, you know, just a ploy to use to, you know, scare people into
manipulate?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Manipulation to the fullest, B.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you talking about, hard bodies? Global warming, can't you say it?
Okay. You know, you could continue to take that red pill if you want. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, I mean, look, not everything that you see is what it is.
Exactly. True indeed.
Right? This is, we live in the world of six, you know what I mean? And the six is dealing with the illusion, man. That's the flesh, bro. You know what I mean? You're dealing with a lot of what you see with your physical eye and not what you see with your mental eye. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's the mental eye that sees all, right? And so.
A lot of deception going on.
A lot of deception, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of deception. And it's like, you know, people just eating it up, right? You know? Like I always say, man, you know, don't wait for no politicians, you know what I mean, to make change in your neighborhood, B. You know, you got to do it on your own. You have to gather your own people, right? And it that even makes me think of, like, you know, like with the Black Panther Party, you know, and it's like when they were doing their breakfast programs and their food programs, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just like they knew that the government wasn't going to help them, you know. And when they were doing these things for the community, all of a sudden they become a radical militant, you know what I mean, group. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right? And I mean, in America, you know, you have the right to bear arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all these brothers and sisters, these Black brothers and sisters with guns, right? It's all good. It's all good if you're killing each other.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start stepping up to the man, he's like, oh, no, I don't know about all that.
Remind me of old boy from Belly when he came out with the banana. He was like, I don't like that.
You know what I mean?
I don't like that.
I'm going to have to drop a dime on them. Oh, come on, man. Classic, bro. Oh, yeah, bro. Is this the illest brother from Nebraska? Is you body fool? Method Man, you know what I mean?
What?
You know what I mean? Straight up, I don't like that. Yo, some major dude from New York selling major weight out here, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. That's a real movie right there, bro. You know what I mean? I know that's the lives of many people out here, bro. But yeah, man. You know, it's just like, you know, I can't even really watch the news, bro, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Psyops.
Yeah, bro. it's so depressing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, and that's the thing, you know, I throw in my conspiracy brother.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because that negative energy, the demoralization, it makes us susceptible to manipulation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fear.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. Like, they study this.
Yes.
They study us.
They study us 100%.
You know, whether it's the conscious or the subconscious, it's all being attacked.
Always.
You know?
Always, 24/7, nonstop. And if you're a consumer of, you know, screens, whew, you're not even thinking for yourself. You think you're thinking for yourself, but you ain't thinking for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the last few years since I had knowledge of self, bro. I've been really striving to just, you know, destroy all of that which was, you know, inside of me. You know, that's been placed inside of me. You know. In one of our degrees, it says, why did, you know, because the devil planted fear in his heart when he was a little boy. You know, why does he fear the devil now he's a grown man? because the devil taught him how to eat the wrong foods, right? And it's like, you know, those foods that we ingest are not just physical, they're mental, you know? They're spiritual, you know, however you want to see, however you want to draw it up, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's like, there's a lot of upgrades that need to happen in the software. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you speaking on that, you know, it kind of made me think about the project I'm working on with my Beats, Blues, and Bars.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my man, K-Rec, Paul, mm-hmm. Noah,
mm-hmm.
and this project we're working on called Idols of the Temple.
Mm.
And, you know, I always say that the revolution starts with self.
Mm.
That means you got to work on your own heart. You mm-hmm. got to work on your own soul. You got to remove those idols, especially when you coming from a system of imperialism.
Mm.
And they implanted, like you said, you know, they planted seeds of self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Seeds of ignorance. Seeds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, worshiping material items, worshiping self, the ego, like you gotta work on self. I got another song I'm working on called Heavy Lifting.
Mm.
And that's about pretty much, you gotta work on yourself. You know what I mean? Like you said, the government ain't gonna do it. Trump ain't gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's gonna do it. You gotta put in that work and work on yourself. But a lot of people don't wanna do that work. It's so easy to blame
other people
instead of looking within.
It really is, bro. You know, and you know, my brother Respect always says it better. You know what I mean? You got to get rid of these bloodsuckers, bro. You know what I mean? Because these, you know, a 10%er is not just a politician. You know what I mean? A 10%er is not just someone who has the truth and doesn't give it to you. But, like, you know, a 10%er can be somebody who's just bloodsucking the crap out of you, you know? Just like a real bedbug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Bedbug, leech, you know? Just like sucking your blood, sucking your energy, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they may be conscious of it, but they might not even be, you know, it might be unconsciously because they're so used to doing that. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, man, you know, there's a lot of bloodsuckers out here, bro. You know what I mean? And they come with smiles. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Most dangerous ones.
You know what I'm saying, bro? You know, like. You know what I mean? We, you know, people talk about magic and they talk about this. Look, man, like energy work, bro. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People be doing that stuff, right? You know, there's a documentary that I gotta watch, but it's about this major satanic cult that's you know, it started off it's worldwide, but it's if I remember correctly, I think its foundation is on the island there. But they talk about, like, you know, like what these people are doing to these children, and they get them caught up in these video games, actually, and they draw them in through the video games, and then they, you know, they work their mental science on them, right? Because it's really a mental science, right? Like, magic is really a mental science, you know? It's dealing with the subconscious. It's dealing with power of suggestion. It's dealing with hypnosis,
that's
right?
That's
Shaitan. Yo, this stuff is, you know, I mean, is it all the way Satan? I don't know.
But that's how he operates, through suggestions. Like, when you read the Quran and it talks about him making suggestions to Adam and Eve,
mm-hmm.
you know, because really when you look at these secret societies and stuff,
mm-hmm.
it all goes back to Babylon.
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The so-called fallen angels, which there are no fallen angels. Like, angels can't disobey the Most High.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But people, they tap into the jinn, they tap into that unseen, those evil spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you know, they practice dark arts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of times when we see people, like you said, that's unconscious, because mm-hmm. they don't even know that their subconscious is being played on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think you're watching something, but they got all types of things happening that's hitting your subconscious.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think people really understand how wicked these people are.
True indeed, bro. You know, and I mean, I've seen many different documentaries of people who are, you know, I wasn't there, so I can't really show and prove it. However, these people, you know, testify that, you know, they get these witches and these warlocks and these to, like, you know, cast major spells on even the records that, you know.
James Todd.
Who's James Todd?
I think it's James Todd. He came out years ago. It might have been the 70s. And I think it's even on YouTube still. They've been trying to take it down, but he pretty much.
I think I do know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, he talked about all that.
He talked about that, right?
I don't like that. He dropped a dime on all
of them. Oh, yeah, he dropped a dime on all of them. Yep, 100%.
The back masking that they be doing and casting spells over type of people, masters and stuff.
Yes.
And then apparently he come up missing.
Of course.
You know how that goes.
Of course, bro. You know? And I mean, it's real, right? It's real. I mean, you look at, you just look at these people and how, look, bro. You know, they got a church. Basically, you know, it's basically Beyonce's church. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To worship Beyonce. Stop playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is where we are in the world.
Yeah.
Y'all are worshiping Beyonce. You worshiping Beyonce. From what I heard, she ain't no angel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, from what I heard, you know, we may see the day where, you know, these devils end up getting, you know, they may see the day of trial, but, you know, probably not. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's for you to see with your third eye, man, you know, and really look like, yo, man, like you worshiping her. You know what I mean? Like you got all these little girls worshiping Beyonce. You know what I mean?
Social engineering.
Right? Worshipping Trippy Red and all of these Megan Thee Stallions and these Ice Spices and all of this. It's like, man, this is what you worshiping? That's what you want to be? You're teaching your daughter to be a hoe. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, like what are we talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we showcasing right now?
It's crazy. And the thing is that these so-called leaders have been selected and put in there. Like, it's COINTELPRO. Like,
uh-huh.
I always say that about, like, J. Edgar Hoover. He said we would give them
their leaders.
Their leaders.
Yes, sir.
So, just like blackmail was done on him by the mob, by the mafia.
Uh-huh.
That's what these alphabet dudes do.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're going to make it, because they need to have control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not going to turn you into an idol. So, you can use that power and influence to go against them.
No way. Not even close, right? They ain't gonna allow that to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why, you know, if you up there, you know, most likely you're probably dipped into the devil's pool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it is. That's not even like a belief system. That's like, yo, bro, look how many of these people, like, you know what I mean? Their contracts are expiring, man. Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne. What's the boy from the Cosby Show? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody's expiring, man. You know what I mean? Your contract's up. You know what I mean? In the physical, right? So, yeah, man. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, man. We talking about some real business here, man. We gonna continue. We gonna get this party started for y'all, man. Is y'all ready? 1, 2, 3. Here we go.
Trigger finger, trigger hand, and trigger toe. A two gun may have my bust them in a stereo. Cause course I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion. Hey, we got to keep it burning. Without a doubt, don't make them take you like who them took out. Jah will be waiting there, we are shout. Jah will be waiting there. Clean and pure meditation without a doubt. Don't make them take you like who them took out. Jah will be waiting there, we are shout. Jah will be waiting there. You got to keep on walking, yeah. On the road to Zion.
Yeah. Been waiting to do this track with you, man.
You got to keep on walking, yeah. On the road to Zion.
You gotta keep walking, y'all. Yeah, yeah, you gotta keep. Sometimes I can't help but feel helpless. I'm having daymares at daytime, wide awake, try to relate. This can't be happening like I'm in a dream while I'm walking. Cause what I'm seeing is haunting. Human beings like ghosts and zombies. President Mugabe holding guns to innocent bodies in Zimbabwe. They make John Pope seem godly. Sacrilegious and blasphemous. In my lifetime, I look back at paths I walk where savages fought and pastors taught. Prostitutes stomping high heel boots and badges scream at young black children. Stop or I will shoot. I look back and cook crack, plus cars that pass by. Jaguars, mad fly, and I'm guilty for materialism. Blacks are still up in the prison, trust that. So save me your sorries. I'm raising an army. Revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. Sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, NYC state of mind.
In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police where you abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents will need some charity. Youths will need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and strategy. Say, I got to keep on walking on the road. You shall need some love and prosperity. But I got broken dreams and tragedy. Why you had a plan and enemy, none of the strategy. Hey, say, you got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man.
Yo, what's up? This is Queen Latifah in the house. Definitely representing Jersey on the love. Cooling in Cali, shooting, living single, but damn, I miss home. Smile when they hate you. I'm quick to take a ride down Fortin Town.
Just another day living on lockdown.
My experience legit. My rhymes is on hit. It's mad truth to the rumor we the shit. I can't forget.
I can't forget New Jersey.
Good riddance.
Take me from my wonderful home, carry me down here.
why I call my